Now to those bushfires in California. Authorities have declared a statewide emergency with extreme weather conditions set to continue. The state governor says every available resource is being deployed to fight the fires, which have now forced close to 200,000 people from their homes. Barney Porter has the latest.
Tens of thousands of homes are under threat from the fires, and almost 200,000 people have already been told to flee, mostly in the state's northern wine-growing regions.
Everything else I left in the house. I don't care about that. I care about my life, his life, and the person's life who lives around us.
The number of mandatory evacuation orders doubled overnight, and more could be made, with forecasters expecting the high winds fanning the flames to continue. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick.
It was quite a night for us. We have over 180,000 people under evacuation right now. Some of the evacuations that we added yesterday afternoon and through the night included the areas around Sebastopol and West County. And I could say that although I've heard some people express concerns that we're evacuating too many people, I think those concerns are not valid at this point.
Many residents of Santa Rosa are taking their pets to the local fairground for shelter. Among them was Allie Foster.
Woke up at around 4:30 this morning to news that we suddenly needed to evacuate. And so it was just trying to get all of our animals and all of our stuff loaded up and trying to figure out where to go. Didn't really have a plan.
It's all too familiar for Dave Verheyen.
Well, we had a mandatory evacuation early this morning, and we head over here because of our experience 2 years ago. We were evacuated here because we have the pet. It's a good place for animals.
California Fire Division Chief Jonathan Cox says every resource is being thrown at the outbreaks.
Firefighters made aggressive attacks on the fire, defending structures, as well as contending with downed trees and downed power lines. At the same time that the firefight was going on last night and continues today, we had the incident commanders at the command post throughout the entire night evaluating the need for additional evacuations throughout the area.
It's estimated only a tenth of the fire in Sonoma County has been contained, with the strong winds and steep hilly terrain making the firefighters' task particularly difficult. One major concern is if the fire jumps Route 101, the major north-south coastal highway that stretches from San Francisco to Los Angeles. Steve Vollner is a fire behavior analyst.
If anything does start on the opposite side of 101, the west side, that area hasn't seen any fire history since the 1940s. So the fuels in that area are extremely dense, they're extremely old and decadent, and they're extremely dry. So we're currently modeling all of the fire behavior potentials that we can have that could be potential problems.
Residents are also dealing with the biggest blackout in the state's history. 1 million people are without electricity as power companies try to stop damaged cables from triggering new fires. And it's not just the north being ravaged. A fire near Los Angeles has already destroyed 18 structures and is still threatening many homes and critical infrastructure. Amidst the gloom, there's some positive news. That fire north of LA has been declared 55% contained, and most of the evacuees affected by that blaze have been allowed to return home.
Barney Porter reporting.